Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Postcard from the Past and Water Studios, this is Podcast from the Past, the Postcard Podcast. This is the programme where my guests revisit picture postcards that they've, for some reason, held on to. And together we try to understand what it was that caused them to save these tiny cardboard oblongs from oblivion. Each time I welcome to the studio two guests, and it's their postcards that act as a particular path between our everyday lives and rectangular memories, mysteries and stories. I'm Tom Jackson, and I'm delighted to say that today my guests are comedian Holly Byrne and comedy writer and podcast producer Dale Shaw. Dale and Holly, welcome to Podcast from the Past.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I've just realised I don't have my glasses. I'm going to need to go and get them. But you carry on.
Where are they?
Keep talking. They're just over here. No one would even know.
While Dale goes to his coat, barely able to find his glasses, I'll tell you about Holly. Holly Byrne is a comedian who is not averse to absurdity and is frequently odd. She's been described as fearless, bold and insightful. Now, you may have seen on Harry Hill's Club Night or as a very bad bridesmaid answering 73 questions as Kim Kardashian, or as the charmless far-right blogger Jane Pasty. Or you might have seen her down the shops, I don't know. And Holly comes to the studio today bearing a NE2 postmark. Where's that?
That's, well, NE1 is the centre of Newcastle-upon-Tyne, but NE2 is sort of central, the nearest sort of residential area to Newcastle's.
And that's where you grew up? Or?
That's where I grew up, yeah, where we moved to NE2 when I was 4 for school, and I stayed there till I was 18 when I moved to London.
Oh, and then it's far away now.
That's it. No, it's not far away. It's indelibly marked on my skin and in my heart.
Very good. Now, Holly, do you still send postcards?
I do, actually. Yeah, I do. I have one of those boxes that you get. I think it's like a Vogue box, which has all the Vogue...
100?
Vogue covers, you know.
I think I call them cheapskate boxes. Is that right? No.
That's right, Tom. That's right. Even cheaper because somebody bought me the box of postcards. So, cheapskate box, but it's a useful cheapskate box because at least they get a postcard, at least they get a thank you note.
Absolutely.
Or a get well message or a, you know. So, and I think it, I think getting something through the post is one of the better things in life. And hey, these days we need it, don't we? So, and I got a letter from a friend today, a card through the post, a thank you note, and that means more than somebody spending a lot of money on you, I sometimes think.
And you could put it on your mantelpiece.
And you can put it on your mantelpiece.
And when you're choosing these cards to thank people, and you're from your valued box of 100 cards, do you sort of flip through and see which one is most appropriate?
Yeah, I do.
In case there's a secret message you're sending
I
via
do.
The picture.
So, so this one is a box of Vogue covers. So I'll flick through and say, so if somebody bought me a hat or something, I'll find one with a hat and, like, you know, do...
That's a good example.
Do you know what? Something that obvious. If we're going to, you know, it's really quite you know, they're not going to, the metaphor's there, it's clear as daylight. Or, you know, if someone's skiing, hope you enjoyed your ski trip. It's that sort of thing, Tom.
So. Very good, very good. Well, you don't want to get the Penguin Modern Classics one, or everyone would be in sort of angst and turmoil. Or...
Exactly, Ulysses or whatever, no.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you just, I'm glad you still send them out, and I'm only joking about those boxes. I think they're superb. Now, Dale Shaw is a television and radio writer, a journalist, screenwriter, performer. He does a lot of things. You might have heard his series What the Future on Radio 4. You may have read his Letters of Not, or his Last Minute Rooms in Bethlehem, or F, asterisk, asterisk, K, this journal.
Stands for fuck.
Okay. Or most recently, a tiny but beautifully formed book called Painfully British Haikus. Which is exactly what it says. I'm going to read you two of these because they are irresistible. And they remind me a little bit of postcard messages. So I don't really, I never really understand haikus. So I don't really understand the rhythm bit, but I'm trusting he's got all the right syllables in the right place. He says, you approach the bar, but you already forgot your table number. And that's very true.
Very true.
I can't remember numbers. I can never remember numbers. You tell me a number and it's gone. And then another one. Which again, I felt this was like, this was speaking to me. Panic envelops. Your ticket has migrated pocket to pocket, and I can't get on a train without thinking I've lost my. I never lose my ticket.
On the way in today.
Did you?
It's very apt.
Oh, very good. And of course, Dale is no stranger to the pod world. He produces Unpopped, and the hugely successful and wonderful You're Booked. And Dale comes to us today with a DY3 postmark, is that right?
That is correct.
And what does that stand
for?
Postcode, I beg your pardon, yes.
That stands for, so that's just outside Dudley. I grew up in a village called Gospel End.
That sounds beautiful.
I know, or kind of has a hint of sort of Southern American Gothic.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe like a
Midsummer.
Western. Yeah, or...
Were there a lot of murders there? Not after I left.
No. to it. So it's sort of in between Wolverhampton and Dudley, so in the Black Country fringes.
Is it green and lovely? That must be.
Yeah, it is. It was a former colliery village, so there used to be a pit there. I used to know the man who looked after the pit ponies.
Oh, really?
Mr. Wharton.
Oh my God, that sounds like something from 100 years ago, Dale.
I'm very old.
No, well, not that old. So, Dale, when did you last send a postcard?
Oh, God, I'm useless at absolutely everything. So I can't even
Don't
remember.
Put that on your CV.
Well, I'm just thinking about, because obviously postcards are synonymous with holidays, and if I go on holiday, I never even, like, take photographs except for, like, perhaps one blurry photo of a dog I like the look of. Was all like nothing of, you know, no Acropolis or anything like that. And it got me thinking about maybe it's just the way we go on holiday now, that particularly in this day and age, you go on holiday and you just want to vanish forever.
Because you're knackered.
Just like, and it's just like, okay, I'm not going to check my email. I'm not going to turn my phone on. I just don't exist for the next 2 weeks. And so the idea of sending a postcard seems completely...
These are
alien.
Sort of, I recognise it's a kind of desperate holiday.
Mm.
You've kind of been, you're so close to the edge of your tether. Yeah. You've just got to kind of comatose for a week or something.
Then what you do is you buy the postcards. This is what I do when I'm on holiday. I buy the postcards, write them on the plane, send them when I'm back in London.
Do you ever feel that's a bit of a half failure, though?
Yeah.
No, again,
you have sent it. You have sent it.
Again, it's a cheap skates method, Tom, because, you know...
Pattern is emerging.
The stamp...
It's cheap. Was it cheaper here, you think?
Why?
Mind you, do you know what
Mind
it is?
Mind you.
Now? Oh, come on.
It's about £100 for a stamp these days, Tom.
I think 100 at least.
Don't get me started.
Don't. I mean, it is...
It's just gone up, isn't it?
You buy a book of four, you book a book of six, and it's like £10.
Yeah. Do you want 5 or 10? I'll have one.
One, thanks, mate. I know.
And it's interesting you mentioned about the... I have a bit of a problem with... Greeting. I love postcards, and I have many sort of like, I get them from exhibitions and things like that and pin them up somewhere. But greetings cards,
yeah.
I think thank you cards are good.
Yeah.
I sign off on those.
Yeah.
But Christmas, birthday, and any other
you don't like
occasion,
them?
Oh,
I love them.
Really?
I love shopping for a card because I love shopping for, if I find the perfect card for somebody, that gives me a lot of joy. getting the... I think that's more... Sometimes can be more important than the present.
But do you think sometimes these days a lot of greetings cards try so hard to be funny?
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, there's that as well.
There's not a lot of... you're a professional comedian. There's not a lot of room for you to insert your humorous personality in there because they've done it all already. Normally with something kind of a bit crass...
Very close.
No, I mean, and I avoid those ones.
So you go for a nice card.
You can do your own take on, you know, something that's just particular to you and that person, you know?
So you've got to shop carefully.
I can take quite a long time with a card shop,
But it's just it's like the tyranny of obligation, though. Especially like December 24th and then a card comes in and somebody is like...
Oh, that's different.
Oh, you mean when they weren't on your list and now they have to be and it's too late?
I don't bother with that. No, I'm out.
That's difficult.
That's just horrible.
No, I don't do that.
Well, I suppose it's nice if you can still keep... If you can still keep joy in the process, you don't feel that obligation, maybe.
But is there some kind of rumble between postcard and greeting cards people?
Oh, I see. Well, I do think postcards, as we all know, actually are not selling anything like the numbers they used to. But the one area they're still selling is what Holly was describing, which is thank you cards. I think people do use postcards as thank yous. Yeah. If someone's done you a favour, you've been to dinner with someone, or someone's given you a postcard, it's such an easy, quick thank you.
It's the speed of it, because you don't have to do both sides. You don't have to, you know what I mean? You don't have to film both sides. So if I look at... Sometimes I'll think, I just need to send a quick message to somebody. And if I think, I'll write that card, and I'll open the card and think, there's too much... No, there's too much white space. I'll just take the postcard instead. Genuinely, you know.
That's what Dale wrote haikus.
Yeah, exactly.
They're short.
You need a little tiny thing.
Well, before we see and hear about the cards, and there are cards that Dale and Holly have brought along, I'll give you a quick card of mine. This is a postcard from the past card, like I do on Twitter and in the book. An old card from which I've taken just a bit of the message. So let's start with this one. This is a card of, it looks like a Julius Caesar or someone.
Yeah.
It's the Emperor Augustus, sent in 1969, summer of 1969. And it's actually that this statue is in a place called Orange in France, which is spelt of, obviously, orange. And I think the message amused me because it reminded me of, you're talking about obligations, the tyranny of obligation. One of the worst obligations is when you have to buy, when someone, you're going away and someone says you have to buy them something or get them something specific on a trip.
Oh, I hate...
Hangs over you.
No, I don't, I'm just, no, I'm out. No.
Yeah. What am I, your runner? Anyway.
Yeah.
So they say, this is someone called Anthony who's writing to Mr. and Mrs. Downs. I suspect...
Where did you get this from, though?
Where I get all my cards from a mystery place.
So I have mystery places. Are you mystery?
Yeah, no,
Mrs.
it's not.
Downs?
It's not my card. It's not my card in the sense that it doesn't come to me. I didn't send it.
Yeah,
from a mystery place.
Okay.
It's an orphan. It's been taken away from its real meanings.
A car boot sale. Basically, yes.
Yeah, something like that. Put it this way: a box of 5,000 cards arrived on my doorstep, and this was one of them. which happens more often than it should, really. But anyway. This person says, Anthony says, I will get you the new French stamps and will use my discretion as regards others. So poor old Anthony. He is so worried about the other stamps that Mr. Downs is going to be really annoyed about.
Where does Mr. Downs live?
He lives in Kingston-on-Thames in Surrey.
And what's the tone of the rest of the message?
Very factual. Very factual. Well,
the weather, the food.
A slight mention of the temperature. He says it's 35 degrees centigrade. Phew.
Yeah.
Phew.
How's he signing off, though? How's he signing off?
Best wishes.
And how's he starting it, dear?
Dear. And amusingly, Monsieur et Madame Downs. Now, I don't know.
Oh!
He's got into it, hasn't he? He's got into it.
That changes it. That seems like
he's playful.
He likes them.
Yeah, but also French post offices to buy those stamps, quite nerve-wracking.
What a pain.
I mean, wonderful, but nerve-wracking.
And also nerve-wracking, we've got to describe the type of stamp you want. Yeah.
Terrified he's going to get it wrong.
We've all seen Monsieur Hulot's.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the good thing is stamp collectors are very easygoing people. So here's a stamp, a postcard. This postcard could be, it's like less than a mile away from where we are now, Trafalgar Square.
I know it. Oh.
I'm having trouble reading the date. I suspect it's 1974 because the stamp has a picture of Robert the Bruce, who was born, it says, in 1274. So I suspect that's
the thing. Investigative work.
Now, this one What was it that amused me about this? Oh, yes. So, Marion and David are writing this one to Mr. and Mrs. Cartledge. You know,
like in your...
Marion and David!
You can have that for your next comedy script.
No one believes
Mrs. Cartledge.
Cartledge.
Hi, just down here for the day. Ran out of money, so I took David to Christie's and said he was a rare antique. Ha, ha. That noise you're making is there. Ha, ha. And then she says, there goes my housekeeping for being cheeky. So Marion and David have a very, very playful relationship.
That's like a Julia Davis and Rob Brydon scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, there goes my housekeeping.
Ran out of money. And imagine you were in London for a day and you thought you'd send a postcard.
And ran out of money.
Definitely.
What were they doing?
I don't,
where were they from? Where were they sending that to?
Sending it to Guysborough, up your end. Gisborough, I beg your pardon.
Not quite near me.
That
not
part
far
of the world.
Up.
North of us.
Yes.
Yeah, don't presume that that's all my area, mate.
Someone's got to take responsibility for it.
Excuse me.
But they've got a nice Frank on it from Chessington Zoo. I don't know if they went to Chessington Zoo or it was just advertising.
Chessington Zoo?
That's where they blew the... That's where they blew the cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the housekeeping went.
Yeah. Well...
Chessington knickknacks.
There you go. Happy memories of Chessington Zoo when I was a young child.
It's not adding up, that postcard.
Well, I should remind you at home, listening at home, that images of these cards, and it's important that you see these, Emperor Augustus, and if you don't know what Nelson's Column looks like, you get a chance to see that as well. They'll be on the website, on the blog, which is www.postcardfromthepast.co.uk, and you can see that we haven't been making this up. Now, Holly and Dale, you've been kind enough to come to the studio today bearing postcards of your own. Holly, let's start with you. And I think you've got a couple of cards
that
you're going to show.
I've got two for my friend.
Yeah, let's start with that one with those very
chaps.
Pretty young men on it.
Well, this one is, it's got five men and they're all, this post date is 2002. I think it's August. Oh yeah, it says August 22nd, 2002. And
I like a dated one.
She's dated it at the top left.
Sorry.
I mean, it's a picture of the Backstreet Boys. Not going to beat about the bush. And it's got a hole in the top of it, so I've clearly pinned it on a
lovely
a pinboard.
That is a sign of love.
Sign of love,
definitely.
But believe me or not, I wasn't fussed about the Backstreet Boys in terms of, you know, I wasn't a big fan of their image or whatever. But this is sent from a... am I just talking?
I think so, as far as I can tell.
Are you having a stroke? Yes, you are just talking.
I want to hear. Just tell me.
This is sent from a university friend.
Okay.
During the time we were at university, but it's August, so we were on our... whatever holiday.
So this that time that's your university time, 2002, around then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was at King's College London, and we would dance to the Backstreet Boys era. I think we would do a lot of dancing to the Backstreet Boys and that sort of thing. It was very much the music. And it says at the top left, Backstreet Boys studio shot, and they're looking. I mean, I don't even know what they're called. That one's called.
Are there any famous ones?
Yeah, isn't he got something Carter?
Oh, Nick Carter.
Nick Carter. That's Nick Carter. And he was sort of famous with the jaw. Mm. You know, the jawline.
Yeah, I get them a bit confused.
I think he's called Kevin because I'm in a sitcom he's in, randomly.
What?
Sorry.
Comes out, yes, he's in it. He's in a sitcom.
Barry the lead?
You,
well done.
you dropped that one in carefully. So that's why you brought
yeah,
it.
That's okay.
I've just actually just remembered. That's why I know his
name.
It's Kevin.
My agent's name and address.
No, I've not actually met him, but he appears in the sitcom that comes out in April.
In the States?
On all streaming platforms?
In all streaming. All right, guys, calm down.
I want to know.
You're getting all star lost over this.
Yeah, they're good.
It's called Max, and it's with. The guy, the lead is called O.T. Fab... I can't pronounce his name properly. He's in The Handmaid's Tale. Do you watch Handmaid's Tale? Okay, he's in the new Marvel film.
Sorry, we both shook our heads.
He's in the new Marvel film with Scarlett Johansson and...
Oh, wow,
anyway,
okay.
So it's quite a big deal. Anyway.
Excellent.
So, and he pops up in it. He was sort of Oh, I don't. Anyway, I don't know what their names are. Is what I'm saying.
In Sync, I'd be all over it. But
would you?
That's the Justin Timberlake.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you know who all their names are?
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe not. Justin, though.
Yeah. Yeah. JT. Obviously.
Were these people before Justin?
The one with the beard.
Which came first?
In Sync or? Before NSYNC, because these were like the older brothers of NSYNC.
Okay.
Weren't they?
One of them was literally someone's older brother, wasn't there?
Yeah, Carter. Nick Carter. And Aaron Carter. But he's a drug... He's got drug problems, hasn't he?
Jimmy Carter's... No.
No. Shut
up. No.
Linda Carter.
Don't do that, Linda Carter.
Anyway. So what's the message?
So this says, August 22nd, 2002. Yo, mate. This is sort of irony. Sorry about the delay in contacting you. I haven't spoken to you for about 3 weeks.
What's good? Keeping up.
Enjoyed your letter. The equipment list sounds hysterical. I have no idea what that is referring to.
No. Is that an inverted commas, you say?
Equipment list is an inverted commas.
Yeah, better not to probe on that one.
Mm. I have no idea. I am pottering around, currently at the Olds place in Wadhurst, but have also been at Martin's and seen quite a bit of Thong and Lucy.
Thong!
We call her Thong, her name's Thang, but we call her Thong. Can't wait for a gang reunion with you and Sophie V soon. Hope you're well. P.S. It's always the P.S.
Definitely.
Isn't it?
Definitely.
Always the footnote. I came across Union, that's an inverted commas, and Untitled, in inverted commas, the other day while sorting through old letters. It brought a smile to my face. Now, Union and Untitled were pictures. We were in the most expensive halls in Europe, and they were located in Peckham.
Oh yeah,
obviously, in 1998.
Pre up and coming Peckham.
So
as
you
well.
Can imagine what the most expensive halls in Europe were like. Basically, they had lino on the bedroom floor, and they had They were just painted breeze blocks for walls.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's quite common in halls, isn't it? To stop you
well, not anymore,
destroying them.
But I mean, for the most expensive halls in Europe, they.
Mm.
So what we did to amuse ourselves was, and of course there were no phones. It was just one payphone at the end of the corridor and that sort of thing. So one day I think I thought I'd do some drawing. So I did some sort of life drawing. And called the pictures Union and Untitled. Oh, there was much amusement.
Yeah, and she held on to them, or she spotted them again.
She's got them, obviously.
Okay, well, one day...
One day they'll be worth a lot of money, and Marion and Jeff or whatever can
Christie's.
Buy them at Christie's and make a fortune. You can get rid of all the housekeeping money on them.
Well, that's very good. You've got another friendly card,
haven't
you?
I've got another one. This is a fun image. This kind of sums me up as a person, I'd say.
So you better describe that for the listener.
It's a white postcard with a sort of bronzy, goldy stiletto heel, and the stiletto.
It's very Vogue type picture, isn't it?
It is
very
a Vogue
cool.
type pic, and the stiletto is. You can see the underside of the shoe, and the stiletto part is facing towards. So you can't see the front of the shoe. You can more see the underside and the backside of the shoe, and the actual stiletto heel bit is. Bitten into, and yes. It's like it's been had a chunk bitten out of it, so you can see the teeth marks and a bit of the leather, you know, coming away. So you've got an actual piece, all the teeth marks of somebody biting a chunk out of the stiletto, which I think is quite the reason I say this is quite me. And also, by the way, it's sponsored by Mars. It's a promotional card for Mars.
So it might even have been from a bar or something where you pick up those.
Yeah, must have been. That's the cheapskate version.
Yeah, the ultimate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the ultimate cheapskate version.
Yeah,
yeah. They do outside the toilets.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what? Often now they don't have. They're not true postcards always. Because
they've got writing all over
them.
Yeah,
and it's a promotional card, not a postcard.
You're not going to pick it up then, because when I see my postcard, then look over.
Put it back. But when I see that picture, it reminds me of simply one thing, which is when one of our dogs was a puppy.
Yeah.
And it destroyed some of my wife's expensive shoes.
Right.
And it caused all kinds of trouble.
Goodness,
and it does make
me
still feel a bit unhappy about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think it sort of sums me up because I love a heel. I'm always wearing heels. It's kind of party. I'm not actually wearing heels today. I'm wearing platform brogues. But and I love gold and I love metallic and I love the element of fun and the element of party it sort of imagines, and the element of sort of risk and a bit of like someone's done something a bit naughty like they shouldn't and bitten out the side of a shoe.
Yes, what a wonderful transgression that is, to eat your shoe. That'll show them.
It's the sort of thing I would do, though. I remember once I was at a dinner party and it was so boring and they were all really posh and I just couldn't deal with it and I was like losing my own mind. And when I'm sort of constrained and limited and restrained a bit too much, I have to do some. I have an urge, and my urge overtook me. And we were all given for pudding, chocolate, our own personal chocolate mousse.
Right.
And I couldn't take it any longer, and I just put my fist in the chocolate mousse.
At speed.
You fisted the mousse.
And it sort of reminds me of that sort of thing. Doing something you shouldn't.
Yeah. But in this, it is a corporate version of that, isn't it?
It's the Mars conglomerate. Yeah, of course it is.
But why have you got it? Who sent it to you? What's the story there?
So, my friend Helen, who I haven't seen for absolutely... When I was looking for these postcards, it did... Some of them, I was reading them, old postcards from people, and I had no clue who these people were.
Wow, really?
No idea. They would talk to me, "Hi, Holly, how are you?" What?
Strange, your mind has holes in it. Everyone's mind has holes in it, I think.
Thank you so much for having me. Darling wee Holes, thanks so very much for having me to stay. Sandra meant she lived in Oxford, especially for putting up with my bulky form in your bed. I hope I didn't kick too much.
Blimey.
Well, I'm small. She's a lot bigger than I.
I see.
'Twas lovely to see you and have hootish fun with you.
Hootish fun?
Hootish fun.
That's quite good.
Nice.
We'll have to arrange some other Shakespeare visit because I'm quite up for that. Obviously, I wasn't. Or if you feel like a trip to the burbs, we could cinema together to Bullet Boy.
Bullet Boy,
remember that?
Okay.
I have a day in Oxford of work, the gym and something, better than a slap in the belly with a wet fish. This postcard has turned out to be rather odd. Sorry, I'm waffling. Lovely you lots. Yeah.
There you go.
It's never a good sign when towards the end of the postcard, and I look at a lot of postcards, they're saying...
Apologising.
Yeah, well, or yes, I'm running out of space, or must go. You don't need to say must go, because...
You're not going to be hanging on, like, just like, where did they go? Are they still there?
I thought they were going to carry on.
Are they in the building on the front?
Oh, God. Well, they're very good. Thank you for sharing those cards, Holly. Dale. Mm. What is your first delivery? Actually, you've got two for one as well, I think. What have we got?
Yeah. I don't know which one.
These are well-loved cards.
They are. So both of these are very, very old. I'll do this one first because it's probably slightly less interesting than the other one.
You're selling it to me.
I think this one is from... I'm going to guess this one is from, like, 1992 is my guess. I was living in New Cross Gate. I can remember it was a place I lived where I was always on the verge of being kicked out of. I was waiting for my housing benefit to come through, and it took forever.
Oh.
And the landlord used to come around, like, every night.
Oh,
be like,
no.
Where's the rent? Like, I was in, you know, sort of Victorian melodrama. And I spent all my time at the Scala Cinema.
And you could spend a lot of time
yes.
in one go at the Scala Cinema.
I spent all my time, like, a different triple bill every day just to hide from the landlord.
It was cheaper than heating the flat.
So that would have been just after I finished college. So I was finished college in 92. So it's probably that year. And for my final project at college, I did media studies at college. This was back when media studies was quite... a novel thing to do. It was not the comedy degree that it is now.
You've got to get over it, Dan.
I know. At the time, I thought I was special. There weren't many places that... PCL was the only place that did media studies in this neck of the woods. And I did radio, and sort of for my final project, I made a documentary about the musician Daniel Johnston, who at the time was pretty unknown. He, unfortunately, I couldn't interview him for the documentary because he was in a mental institution at the time. But I did talk to a lot of his fans and to his manager, Jeff. And I kept in touch with Jeff, and Jeff sent me this postcard, which on the front features a Daniel Johnston drawing of his little frog character. This image is later made famous because Kurt Cobain wore this shirt a lot.
That's right. That's where
and,
I've seen it.
Yeah,
yes.
And he was a fan of Daniel. Daniel just died, like, late last year. And the message from Jeff, Daniel's manager, says, just a quick note to say thanks a million for the HB tape, which I must be Huggy Bear, I think, who was a band around that time.
Oh, yeah.
They're the freshest thing I've heard in a long, long time. Jeff lived in Texas, I should say. Also need to let you know I won't be making it to London in the next few weeks, after all, as I'm in the midst of signing Daniel to a major label, in capital letters. It will be worldwide except in the UK. So this was the time when lots of post-grunge, when everyone was getting signed to a major label.
Right, okay.
Except in the UK... Blah, blah, blah. Signing Daniel to a major is kind of like my ultimate revenge on the corporate record industry. Instead of selling our souls to Time Warner, we'll be holding them all hostage before they know it.
Good for him.
Infiltration equals subversion, he says.
Brilliant. This is a manifesto.
I'll get a tape to you in the next few weeks. Thanks again for turning me on to HB. Jeff. And yeah, that came all the way from Texas.
That's brilliant. So and you really and did you keep up with this guy?
Yeah, I'm still friends with Jeff. And the PS is actually on the front. So Daniel's little frog has a speech bubble coming out, and he says, "Here's a scoop for you. Daniel Johnston is engaged to be married." I don't think that ever, happened.
That's just the frog getting carried away.
But that's
maybe.
The ultimate, you know, personalisation of a postcard is when you destroy the image.
The image on the front.
Thing. That's brilliant. Yeah. I love that.
The kicker was I made the documentary for college and the people, my tutors or whatnot, my lecturers, didn't believe it was real.
Because they didn't
they
get
didn't
it.
Believe that Daniel existed. They thought I'd made the whole thing up.
Really?
And well, if you had made it up, that would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
It would be brilliant.
Then I would have recorded
all
this music.
So it would have been brilliant, equally both brilliant.
They did not look at it that way. gave me a bad mark.
Now, that is the style of factual podcasts.
Mm.
They're all designed to sound like dramas.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to all these sort of
I must dig it up.
Breathless programs.
I've got it because I used to sell it at Rough Trade on cassette.
Did
my
you?
Documentary was. Yeah.
Wow.
On cassette.
Cassettes are back. Don't understand.
Well, that's brilliant. I'm not surprised you kept that.
Yeah.
That's...
And Daniel, you know, meant a lot to me musically. And there was all these weird connections. I think Daniel's middle name was Dale.
Okay.
And Daniel is an anagram of In Dale.
You're pushing it now, Dale.
And, yeah, that's a bit much.
And the cover of his album, 1990.
It's got your face on it.
Well, he looks spookily like I
really?
Did back then.
Get
yeah.
off.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
So you really had a connection.
Yeah, so I was a big fan. I didn't get to see him until quite recently, in the last few years. He played at a Barbican. And, you know, he was great, but not at his best. Mm. He had a rough few years there.
Oh, well, that's a really good... You know, and that's going to... That lives in a box somewhere? Or
it's on my bathroom wall. Where a lot of postcards are.
Really?
So it's pinned up, as you can see.
But yeah. Do you keep all your postcards?
I was really surprised by my lack of postcards when I went hunting through. I thought I had a container full of them somewhere, but I can't really find that many. They must be somewhere. I have a big bag of crap. So I used to live in America, and I used to drag things around from pillar to post. And that big bag has come back with me from the States. And I thought they were all in there, but there was not that many. But I did find this one, postcard 2.
Excellent.
This features one of my favourite sort of postcards, which is I'm in ... and all you're getting is something from that area.
Oh, this is an American postcard genre,
yes.
Is it?
Yeah. So, you know, like if you're in Maryland, you'd be crabby.
Okay.
I got crabs in Maryland.
Yeah.
Or that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very good.
So,
wow.
I didn't
write that one down.
Very low standards.
So this is a postcard featuring a loon, a type of duck. In fact, it tells you on the back, it's a common loon in takeoff pattern.
Is it?
It says.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of accelerating a bit, isn't it?
Or, I see, that's cute, yeah.
Or coming into land.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, here I am in Minnesota. and all you are getting is a loony postcard.
I mean, that doesn't even really work. I mean, on any level, like, do you know what I mean?
Try harder.
There's nothing about that that makes sense.
But so the interesting thing about this postcard is it is written by me and was never sent. And I don't know why I never sent it. And more importantly, I don't know why I hung on to it for nearly 30 years.
Well, maybe it's that I must get round to sending it feeling. Yes. You can't throw it away.
Why don't you send it now?
Well, my friend Vicky now lives in San Francisco rather than Lewisham.
It wouldn't get to her, would it?
So it would not get to her. I could.
But the people living in Lewisham might be intrigued.
They might be.
That's quite fun, yeah.
If that address still exists. Oh, sorry, I read this. I mistakenly thought it was from a different time in my life. This was from when I was on tour with my band Blood Sausage in America, and which would have been 93.
Right.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
No, well, who would? And
a bit of haggis.
We toured the West Coast, and then we drove across country and then played shows on the East Coast and played a couple of shows in between. And, God.
What a life you've led.
It's true. I should write this all down.
You will.
Not believe how overwrought this postcard.
Oh, come on. This must be painful because this is you. Yeah. You couldn't bear to send it at the time, let alone.
So, V, it says, today, the shit really hit the fan.
Oh.
Our killer car completely died here in Mini No Place, which is a pun on Minneapolis.
Oh, yes. How rude.
It was called Mini No Place because, yeah. shelling out bucks willy-nilly, getting depressed, yada, yada.
Ooh.
Trapped with... I will not say the name, just in case.
Other people.
Susie Corrigan is still a good friend of mine. Freezing to death. Mm. It's really cold here. Had to put Will on the Greyhound to New York. He was in the band and had to get a flight, and the car died. So we had to put him on a bus.
What died, sorry?
The car.
Oh, right.
Running out of time and luck. Starting to get grey at the temples.
Goodness me.
Hopefully tomorrow we can just speed crazily to DC, where my troubles really begin.
Oh.
What?
Wow!
Yeah.
Do you know what happened when you got to DC?
Then opening theme.
Yeah, cut two.
That's it.
Him outside the White House.
That's it. That is it.
Taking a pot shot at the president.
That's your next mini-series, definitely.
Do you remember what happened in DC?
Nothing at all. We went, actually, something terrible happened in DC, which is Will was the guitar player in the band. He left. We had another guitar player who played in the band coming in to play the East Coast shows, and I forgot to pick him up.
Oh.
I was in DC and he flew into New York.
Yeah, because you had bigger troubles.
Yes.
You had your troubles beginning, so why would you remember to pick somebody up?
If I'd read that postcard, I would have known and would have remembered, but there you go.
Do you think you didn't send it because you just thought, oh, this is
too much? Too much.
Do you think you didn't send it because you thought, oh, she's going to think I need to get some help?
No, I'm just... possibly.
But maybe once you'd written it, also it was off your chest.
Yeah.
Job done. It doesn't need to go further.
That was an email draft.
Yeah.
But maybe I just like the duck on the front.
I can't bear to be rid of this duck.
He's great. Well, it must be because obviously I've hung on to him for so long.
You know, dear listener, this is crumpled and loved and bent and bumped and dinked. But I mean, you've held it. It you can't get rid of that.
So is that on your loo wall?
No, it's not actually. It will be. I'm going to put it on the
loo wall. Where did you find it then?
In my bag of mystery. Mm. Because I thought this was from a different time in my life where I was driving across country in a car that also died. Later on was when I lived in America. And I had to, because the car died, I was being moved across country. And I basically had to abandon all my possessions.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so they were just left by the roadside, including... a postcard I had from John Peel, which he'd sent to me because he was a fan of my band.
Yes, oh, what a shame! I would have made this podcast.
Yeah. Well, we have had cards from John Peel on this show.
Yeah,
but no, that's the second.
He was a popular postcard sender.
Yeah, I think he did like to send a postcard. Mm. I think again, it's that brevity. You didn't get too involved. You could just.
And... Yeah, he was a deeply uncaring man.
That's not what I
think. No.
But I think he liked a well-turned phrase.
Yes, so. Exactly. But wow. So I sadly couldn't bring that one in. Oh,
don't worry. No, that well, look, these are very, very good cards you got here, Dale. I'm very impressed. Thank you for sharing them with us and the listeners. I'll do a quick one of my... this is much less dramatic than yours, but anyway, this is a card from Ambleside. It's a so they call it a multi-view when you have lots of
pictures.
But there's
my
only
way.
Two views. So that's north enough for you, is it?
Oh, that is. I see.
1971. You probably weren't there then, I don't think. And this is sent to Prestwick in Scotland by someone called Anne and John. And it says, "We had a nice run down yesterday in rather dull but dry weather. I consumed a whole bottle of Lucozade and feel much the better of it. The place we are staying at is very comfortable indeed, and we are both thoroughly enjoying our wee holiday." Now, I think she means wee. I'll say no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to Podcasts from the Past, the postcard podcast. And my guests today are Dale Shaw and Holly Byrne. And I'm happy to say we've received a postcard.
Woo!
This is a postcard from P.D. King of Berkhamsted. And P.D. King says the answer is 1, 90%, 2, the coniferous forest, 3, well-behaved dogs, and 4, £2. Well, I'm sorry, P.D. King, that's the wrong answer. Better luck next time. On with the podcast. Now, Holly, what's the second card, or the third card, I suppose?
So this card is, it's a rather, it says it's Hexham Abbey, Northumberland, and it's not very attractive. It's a bad picture because you get a bit of the abbey, but you also get mostly a car park,
yeah,
and a bit of grass and some daffodils.
That is a big abbey and cathedral problem. Too many
car parks.
Yeah. Yeah, so many postcards. Yeah,
really? I think all car park.
Yeah, take the picture early in the morning or close the car park for the day because we don't want to see the car park.
Basically, cars from the past, not postcards from the past.
Very good.
Also, this has been sent second class stamp.
Ooh.
Come on!
Don't you care? Don't you care?
Just throw it straight in the bin without looking at it.
Now, this is from my dear Papa, who is my granddad. I call him Papa because that's he was from around Glasgow, and
he don't preach.
What's that?
And he don't preach.
Yes, and he back then in Victorian era, in like a little village outside Glasgow, they would call their he called his father Papa, and I called him Papa.
Mm.
Anyway, so. But the thing is, I have loads and loads of postcards, but they're not all in the place I'm living at the minute. They're all in storage somewhere else. So he sent me an absolute ton of postcards and letters. And so I've got absolutely loads from him.
Well, this can stand for them.
So yeah, but it's not probably not the best one of his, but he could have, but that I couldn't find the rest of them because there was someone else. Anyway, this is it. He's dated it 6/7/08, and then after the 08, he's put 3 exclamation marks.
Oh,
hard to believe, isn't it? 2008 it takes everyone by surprise.
I think it's maybe it's him going, because he always said, "Oh, I'm about to die." He was always thinking he was dying, okay. So maybe it's just to do with
so
that.
So still alive.
Isn't it because it's 6/7/8?
Maybe, Dale. Oh, maybe yes. That's a positive outlook,
yes,
there, Dale.
Yes, of course it is. It's a mathematical thing going. Yeah. On.
So he says, "Dear Holly, you're He says something like, "Your mama and me," or "mama and me," but doesn't say mum, doesn't say ma'am. I don't know what he's talking about, but anyway, he doesn't call her mama. I don't know why he was saying "your mama." He was quite a character. "Your mama and me were here yesterday with Lorna." That's my mum's cousin. They're from America. "They never stopped talking the whole time." Oh, I should really do it in his accent. "Also, it was raining the whole time. We went into the abbey, but we couldn't even look around as there was an orchestra playing. We had a nice lunch and later tea and coffee. Then home. I'm coming and I went to anniversary celebration of 50 years of Ugandan independence."
Of course.
I have got no idea.
Say that
sentence
again.
I can't read it all, but it says, "Then home. In the evening, I went to an anniversary celebration, a 50 years anniversary of Ugandan independence."
Wow. Okay. Was he Ugandan?
Had an interest in
Does
Ugandan?
Does he sound Ugandan?
Frankly.
I'm not judging. Maybe.
We had a nice meal and... I don't know what the next word says. Something. "Keep well, Papa." And then he's put sort of a PS up top by the stamp. "Hexham is a very historic place. The abbey was built in 650 BC and was much bigger than it is now." Then in, underneath the he's doing loads of PSs, but he doesn't have to put PS, he's just written it. "I'm all but ready to go to Tynemouth Station where I'll sit and drink tea." P. He loved a cup of tea.
Yes.
He was an absolute hoot of a character.
He
would drink tea till the cows came home and would tap his cup and say, "I want tea, bring us a cup of tea."
Well, wow. I feel you've captured him in that card.
Well, not quite. It's uncapturable.
Really?
But the Ugandan, the 50 years anniversary of Ugandan independence. He was living in North Shields, which is by the coast, by Tynemouth, yes. Which is by the coast, by the sea. Let me tell you this. I was 18 till I saw a black person.
Mm.
Genuinely, right? In Newcastle, in up north those days. So this was 2008. Ugandan celebrations? I don't think so.
That's very unlikely, isn't it?
But... lovely handwriting.
Yeah, well, he was born in Victorian age and, you know, and he loved to write and he wrote poetry and he wrote books and, you know, he's a real...
Oh, it's beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
There's a word for that kind of writing. Well, I don't know. Nice. I don't know. It's
well, I don't know. It's quite unreadable as
that
well.
That was very... Yeah, it's a left turn. I didn't expect the Ugandan independence thing.
But he was very much a left turn. He didn't expect on every...
Yeah.
That's very much a left turn kind of guy.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, well, that's a good connection to that. The postcard generation, really. People
would
send them all the time.
And he would send them all the time and I would write back to him. And but he wouldn't just write postcards, he'd write letters. And that was great. I loved doing that. And it was always a nice way just to keep, you know, to keep in touch with older people where you think, oh, I should really, you know, that's a nice way of just touching base, isn't it?
Yeah, reaching out.
Yeah, reaching out. All that crap.
Brilliant. Well, thank you to your grandfather and you, Holly, for that one. Adele, you don't even know what the next card's all about, really, do you? It's a mystery to you, I believe.
Yeah, so this is more of a postcard appeal. if anyone can tell me...
Dear listener.
..what this is and why I have it. So the front is a picture of a middle-aged man in a shirt and tie. He looks a bit dishevelled. He's holding up a glass. He's on some kind of vehicle, I think, maybe a bus.
It's quite cheaply printed, isn't it? It's a black and white thing.
Yes.
It's sort of like a small edition of this. It's not
like art house. You know,
yeah, it's not something you'd buy at the seaside.
And underneath it says Mike Bamber, and then a quote that says, "A gem of a man," brackets, Brian Clough.
So quote from Clough.
A quote from Clough with a picture of Mike Bamber, who was the, I think, Brighton football manager. That looks like a Brighton bobble hat.
Oh, really?
I would say.
Oh, you've got good eyes.
It's got a sort of, I hate to say it, but it's got a sort of Nigel Farage pose going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, I'm sorry to bring it down, but do you know what I mean? It's that kind of... That's a Nigel pose.
I'll ask Nigel. He's in the next show we're doing. No, he isn't.
And then on the back of the postcard is, it's typed, and there are three quotes from darts commentator Sid Waddell that says... actually, you should read them out, because Sid's from your part of the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
"There's an old saying in darts, give him nought. There's an old saying in darts, get him off your back. They're the three worst words in darts. I should have." I would say they're phrases to live your life by, not just darts players.
Yeah, I think you've got a routine man. As well.
I think so.
Sid Waddell.
I love that.
This must have been sent by one of your comedy chums in a sort of heavy ironies going on.
It's not been sent, look.
No,
maybe slipped to you without you...
Because then in the address section it says World Professional Darts Championships 1989.
But sorry... This guy is a football person.
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
So that makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, what's the message on the card itself? The sort of description at the bottom.
It says, "Brighton, Andrew Holland, 1996, acrylic emulsion, wood, cassette recorder, tomato ketchup, sandwiches, champagne, strawberries, whiskey, crisps and Brighton rock."
Well, luckily it's up.
So it's something arty.
It's art, isn't it? It's an art card, and then someone's taken it to the next level of... elliptical confusion.
Oh, I wish art people would stop it.
Keep it simple.
You know what I mean? Just let's stop it
Come on now.
Yeah.
Bloody
Banksy. Stop being, come on. They've ruined everything.
A little joke about going to Christie's. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Kev just had to take
just taken it too far. So, yeah, if anyone can shine any light on that.
Yeah, I mean, someone try and be clever,
Well, the picture is going to be on the website. So if you do know, let us know and we will put Dale out of his misery. That doesn't mean we're going to kill him.
I could Google it.
After that other card, it sounds like you needed to be killed.
Well, me in 1993, definitely. Wish someone had put me out of my misery.
Well, look, thank you very much, both of you, for sharing the cards. Once again, it is the cards that hold the secrets. And it's so kind of you to share them with us and the listeners. Another quick reminder for people listening at home, pictures of all these cards, including the mysterious one of Mike Bamber, are going to be on the blog, postcardfromthepast.co.uk, including one last one also from me in the past postcard style like we do on Twitter and in the book. And this is a card, I think it's German, from 1981. And it's a sort of aerial shot of a river and a town. I mean, it's very neutral, very pretty sort of green area, but not very well defined, I would say. Mm. And it's just a little story from Duncan. And Duncan says, "Yesterday, I went to an old house and saw various things, including a dead pig hanging from the ceiling."
Wow.
So that was Duncan's holiday. Now, before we let Dale and Holly back out into... a slightly overcast Soho afternoon, I've got one more postcard to show you. It is customary for us to end the show with one of these. So I don't know if you are familiar with these.
I've heard the show. That's a nice one of Ilford Coombe.
Tell us what you can see there, Holly.
It's a black and white. I've never been to Ilford Coombe. I'm sorry, but I don't even know where Ilford Coombe is.
Is it Devon?
It's Devon.
And there's a liner. That's a liner, isn't it?
A ferry.
A ferry liner. And
chugging into port, I'd say.
Yeah, and then we've got it's got a row of houses in the distance. Cliffs.
And without wanting to push your hand, this is a slightly unusual postcard.
It's got a hole in the middle.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And grooves.
And it's grooves. So it looks like they've been on a turntable and it plays a tune.
Now, if we ask young Tom nicely, there is a possibility he might be able to do something with this that we can enjoy.
Love it! Oh, my God, this is amazing.
You're saying the right things, Holly.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's a happy tune.
Come, my love, with me. Take me by the hand. And we soon will be in a magic land.
It makes me want to go to Ilfracombe.
Oh, it's a magic land.
The magic land inside the postcard.
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, I only ever say one thing. It's not bad for a piece of cardboard.
Why didn't they bring these things back?
I'll do my best.
Please, Tom, this is brilliant.
Well, as the cardboard beach at Ilfracombe continues to rotate at exactly 45 revolutions per minute, that's it for this time on Podcast from the Past. I'd very much like to thank my first class guests for sharing the postcards from their pasts, Holly Byrne and Dale Shaw. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Way
up in the blue, if you'd only say, darling, I love you. Heaven waits for those who dare to climb.
You can see more postcards with their messages posted every day on Twitter. Do follow me at Past Postcard. And you can buy the book, Postcard from the Past, by me, Tom Jackson, at Amazon and all good booksellers. And if you're looking for podcast production, check out wardourstudios.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.